Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre op na 31, Johannesburg 30, Mafeking 32 grade.
Op die paaie in Diepkloof was daar 'n ongeluk op die N1 Suid net voor die Soweto snelweg afrit. Die verkeer is stadig in die gebied en in Kempton Park 'n ongeluk op die R21 Noord net voor die R25 Papsfonteinweg afrit.
In your sport headlines, the Joburg Super Kings steady 7-1 in their match against the Pretoria Capitals at SuperSport Park, and Trisha Chetty relishing her new role with the under-19 women's team.
Die ANC het die media kort tevore toegespreek oor geweld wat woed in die Demokratiese Republiek die Kongo. Die party sê die land kan nie sommer so sy magte onttrek uit 'n multinasjonale vredesending nie. Hy is 'n lid van die nasionale uitvoerende komitee vir die party, Mamaloko Kubai.
Because we have agreed and we are approached by UN to join the mission, you don't just pull out as South Africa. So the conversation will be with all the other countries that have sent missions or sent their soldiers at the DRC as part of the conversation led by the UN.
Gevegte teen die rebellegroep M23 in die stad Goma het sedert Vrydag tot die dood van 13 Suid-Afrikaanse weermaglede gelei. Intussen word oud-president Jacob Zuma se dogter Duduzile Zuma Sambutla donderdag in die hof verwag. Nou, sy word betrek by die Julie 2021 onluste in KwaZulu-Natal en Gauteng. Nou, Shira Sudial van ons sisterstasie ECR het meer besonderhede.
The NPA in KZN was asked if Zuma Sambutla was among dozens of people under investigation for instigating the looting and vandalism that left over 300 people dead and cost the economy billions of rands. At the time, the provincial director for public prosecutions only said that the matter was not easy to deal with as sufficient evidence was needed.
Intussen ervaar verskeie gesondheidsorgdienste in Suid-Afrika die nadraai van die VSA se besluit om befondsing aan buitelandse humanitêre projekte eerder in die land te herevalueer. Die 90-dae opskorting van hulpprogramme het reeds daartoe gelei dat verskeie nie-regeringsorganisasies onseker is oor wat die toekoms inhou. Hier is Anastasia Mokgobo.
The US Agency for International Development, or USAID, has been a key partner for South Africa's health program. But now, NGOs like Engagements Health have suspended service due to funding cuts. Engagements Health, which offers sexual health services to gay and bisexual men, is urging clients to seek alternative care for antiretrovirals, PrEP, and post-exposure prophylaxis after potential HIV exposure. In a statement, the clinic said it is waiting for clarity on its funding. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
En dan net 'n kykie na die weer vir môre. Pretoria 17 op na 31 grade, Johannesburg 15-30 en Mbombela 18-31, Polokwane 17-30 en Mafeking 20 op na 32 grade. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 7.
This is 4 in a row. Every day from 6 p.m. on the drive with Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
Baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the